Well, my name is Matthew Sandiford, and this is my wife, Sarah, and Matthew and Andrew are here with me about halfway down on this side. We've got Ethan and Caleb downstairs terrorizing the nursery, amen? And four boys, and y'all pray for us. We have one more coming in February. They tell it's a little girl. So y'all pray for her. She's never going to get married. She's never going to have boyfriends. But please pray for us. When you go back out to church tonight, if you would, please grab a prayer card. That's all we ask you to do is grab a prayer card, and please remember us. And pray for us. We just started deputation, and Brother Terry was one of the first pastors that invited us to his church in February when he was there for our Valentine's banquet, and Lord had just called us just a couple of months before that. So I appreciate that, brother. It's been a blessing to be here, the fellowship, the food, the gifts. My boys enjoyed some cookies last night, so we appreciate that. But right now I'd like to show a presentation. My wife Sarah, and our four boys, Matthew, Andrew, Ethan, and Caleb. We are the Sandiford family. Mark 16:15 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." God has called us to the mission field of Australia. Our sending church is Rice's Valley Baptist Church in Northport, Alabama, under the leadership of Pastor Sam Delaney. Our supporting board is Word for the World Baptist Ministries in Rossville, Georgia. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Savior at age 4. At 16, God called me to preach. Sarah accepted Christ as her personal Savior when she was 10 years old. She and I met at Hope Baptist Church in Toledo, Ohio in 1993. And were married there in July 2003, 1 month after I graduated from Hope Institute of the Scriptures. Since February 2005, we have had the opportunity to serve God at Rice's Valley Baptist Church, where I have had the privilege to be an assistant to Pastor Sam Delaney. We have worked with the youth in teaching Sunday school, Hatch the Pirate Club, and our Wednesday night youth Bible study. We held monthly youth activities, organized vacation Bible school, and took our young people to youth camp. In addition to being the youth pastor, I was also the music director. I led the congregational singing and directed the choir. I have been blessed to have a wife who is very accomplished at playing the piano and enjoys using her talent for God. We often have the chance to sing together for Him. In September 2009, God began to deal with my heart again about missions. I firmly believe that He placed a burden for missions in my life when I was 11. In November 2009, during our missions conference,
God confirmed my call to the mission field. In April 2010, I was able to visit Brother John and Sister Angie Wheat in Sydney, Australia. I believe God wants us to spend a few years working with the Wheats in Sydney. I will have the opportunity to help Brother Wheat and learn from him as much as I can. During my visit, I was able to pass out gospel tracts on the streets of Sydney and preach in both services on Sunday. I was greatly encouraged when 7 people accepted Christ that day, 2 of the children during Sunday school, and 5 adults after the morning service. This is Peter, Abuka on the left, and Amarachi and Stephanie. They are from Nigeria. Abuka had accepted Christ a couple of Sundays before I visited. Amarachi and Stephanie are the 2 that got saved during Sunday school. Ramon in the brown shirt, and Christine standing next to him, Victor in the middle, June, and Betsy standing in the back are the 5 that trusted Christ after the morning service. Please pray that they will continue to grow and remain faithful to God. Pray with us for Brother Wheat and Open Bible Baptist Church, as they do not have a church building. On Sundays, they are meeting in a dance studio, and on Wednesday night, they are meeting in one of the church members' houses. While in Australia, we plan to win souls for Christ. Disciple these new Christians and ground them in the Word of God. I would also like to start a Bible Institute. Brother Wheat and I have discussed this ministry, as a need has already presented itself. There are only a handful of independent Baptist works in Sydney. There are not many in Australia as a whole. Sydney has 4.5 million people. The need for new churches in Australia is great. We also have a desire to reach the future of Australia. The public school system requires that students receive religious classes on a weekly basis. Please pray that we may be able to get into the schools and tell the young people about our Savior, Jesus Christ. The harvest truly is great. Please pray for the Sandiford family as we endeavor to preach the gospel in the regions beyond, in the land of Australia.
So that's Australia. Again, if you could pray for us, it would be a blessing. We are going to the land down under. It is an exciting place, but we're not going to see the land. We're going to see the people and take the gospel to them. Thank you, Brother Terry.
Well, I'll tell you what, this world's going to hell, and as we heard last night,